going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. Like, is there any other anime that you're watching right now?
Shoot. Not as extensively as we done with One Piece.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat right now.
No, see, I'm trying to get caught up on Slime.
Excellent anime, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot. You can't beat them, man.
Like, yeah. Slime is legit. Like in Ordinary Fellow's been hollering about the ranking of kings, so I gotta get into that. Like I looked at the synopsis. I was like, yeah, I'll get into that probably next week. Lord willing, I'll get into that because it looks good. It looks like, I was like, this does look very good. But I'm also looking for there's a Korean manga that it was a webtoons, I believe. I read a few chapters and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and keep up on you. So it's older now, but Solo Leveling.
Okay.
Solo Leveling is dope. I mean, I do believe they may be bringing this bad boy to animation. So I'm hoping that they do, because it's one of them joints that is just, look at this. Look at that.
Ooh,
that joint bad, bro. I mean, so I was like, yeah, it's there's two manga that I don't mind them doing. I will throw this on the list, but there's two others that I really would like to see them animate. One is called The Breaker. I've been telling y'all that about that one for years. The Breaker, and the other one is Sunken Rock, bruh. I need it. Sunken Rock is probably like out of the last decade. It's probably my favorite ones I read in the last decade outside The Breaker. The just mind-blowingly good and simple. Sunken Rock's about this dude. He's like real normal, steady, moves to a city because he has a crush on a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this girl, he liked her, you know, he wanted to be around her, trying to figure out a way to try to confess his love. None of that stuff works. None of that stuff works. But he ends up running into a gang, and these dudes start beating up on these old people, and he jumps in to fight them, and he loses the fight for the most. He wins one, he lost one. And they saw it this other guy who's like in a fledgling gang saw him fighting and was like, this boy gonna be the ruler of the world. Literally off of one fight, he was like, he got the potential to rule the world. So he takes him in and makes him a boss of the gang. Gives him money, changes the suits, gives him like better haircuts, better training, everything, right? Lets the dude go off for a month and train in like the mountains, the frozen mountains. And he comes back a monster and is a qualified, certified savage. Anybody that won't smoke, Broham comes with the broom. He's like, I make sure we can get everything you want. You want more smoke? Here comes some leaves. I throw it on your fire. Let's go. He is, the dude is bad. I'm like, yo, and it progressively gets better because he doesn't want to be it, but he has to be it. He's in too deep where they now identify him as the boss. So he like walks in, like after this first big fight, he walks into the streets and people just bow. And I was like, oh my goodness. It was so dope. Because he wasn't expecting it. He was like, he had a suit on. You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of people out there that knew him when he was like just in a tracksuit, in a green tracksuit. That was like, oh, that's that dude who's in that tracksuit. He come out there with a nice suit on, right? You know what I'm saying? Shades on. Got the fade on the side. I mean, he had look. Whoa. Fade on the side, hair slick back. He comes out the car. He stands up, a whole line of suckers just bowing. And he walking them, and they were like, what the world is this guy? Like, and they play with you about him and his relationship with this girl, because the girl's a cop. Bruh, I'm telling you, it's great. Like she's a cop. So he's a mob boss, and he's trying to hide the fact that he's the mob boss from a girl that's finally started to pick up some steam. He's trying to hide the fact that he's a mob boss from a female that's like an excellent detective and cop, and she is savage with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it was drawn so beautifully, written so wonderfully, and the ending was just it broke my heart. But it did it in a great, it did it better than Attack on Titan. Like that. Did it better than Attack on Titan to me is like, it was like watching a person try and go for a swan dive and just slap the water. That's what it felt like to me. Oh. I feel like a person slipped off the board and just fell into the water. That's how I felt like watching the end of Attack on Titan. This thing right here, your boy did one of them slides off the doggone, like, you know, just did like the cool slide off the thing and did like a doggone triple twirl and fell in the water perfectly. That's how I felt watching Sucker Rock. It was great. Meng Wah in the past, probably like 3 to 4 years. So I'll say longer than that for me now, probably 7 years, caught my attention more than manga. Because it's weird because it's starting to happen now. So I say this to end it. China, the last bit of news that I got the other day, which people can look this up if you don't believe me, Japanese animators are afraid. Because China is starting to churn out better content than them. There's a group that I'm on Facebook that actually is a compilation of all of China and Asia in animations. One of them was the Aaliyah joint that I sent you. You remember the Aaliyah joint that I sent you? Where they animated her like re-releasing the album?
Yeah.
That was China. So like that was like China, Korea. Now they're that good now and better because I've seen better than that. And they're doing it freely across multiple genres at the drop of a dime. So China is like, and they also have more people. So that means they have more animators. Which means they have more diversity right. In making the animations. So Japan's like, oh, shoot, they done woke up the giant. So this whole time, which has been my argument this whole time, I'm like, look, when I grew up, who caught my attention was China with the animation movies, with the movies and the way they fought in movies and stuff like that. It was China. The Shaolin movies, you know what I'm saying? Storm Riders, A Man Called Hero, you know what I'm saying? I could go on. You know, you got Jackie Chan's movies, you know what I'm saying? All like mostly in mainland China, right? That's what caught my attention, right? Then Japan came, slid into the DMs with anime, right? And I was like, okay, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, dope anime is dope. You know what I'm saying? But then there's something that's always bothered me. And this is something that's probably going to be controversial to some people, but you will be fine. But just listen to your big brother's heart, okay? I'm your ancestor, okay? I'll watch anime. Just trust me on this, okay? Now, as I watch anime, I saw this disturbing trend with Shonen. Every protagonist is the same. The sameness became boring. Yeah. Right? There are some good variations on the sameness. You know, you got Monkey D, who learned how to make his, you know, situation a little different. You know what I'm saying? But he's still like a Goku, a Toro. He's still like a Ichigo, Kurosaki Ichigo. He's still like a Midoriya. He's still like a what's your boy name from? Well, Shimmer from Fire Force. He's still. They're all the same character. Korea, not a doggone sucker. That's a main character. Same dude. China, not a doggone sucker that they write. That's a main character. Same dude. They make fully authentic characters that don't look nothing like nobody else. Japan is falling to the trap America's in right now. They found their pitch. People keep asking for ice cream. They keep asking for strawberry, and they keep giving them strawberry. So Shonen won't change. I thought that Attack on Titan would be different. Turns out it wasn't. And that's why I said it was. I was like, this ain't it. This ain't it, Chief. You know, so then you got the outliers that are dope in anime. You know, it's like utterly different, but just dope stories. You know, even Tanjiro, as much as I love Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, is still a prototype of that shonen protagonist.
Right.
Aloof, strong, caring. You know what I'm saying? And they found a way to blend that into making it. But they found, I will give props to props due, with Kimetsu no Yaiba, they found the perfect balance to make him like, but not. He was like and other. So he didn't feel like he should have been big three. So Tanjiro ended up becoming his own big one. And I'm hoping that people begin to see that style right there.
Yeah.
And they go that route. And they're like, you know what? We ain't got to make another Goku. We ain't got to make another Urameshi. We ain't got to make another one of them. We can just make a one and done type of character that really don't look nothing like nobody else. Nobody is comparing Tanjiro to nobody. They can't, because Tanjiro is different enough to be his own thing. But when you go down to like Luffy, Toro, Goku, same dude. Just now, as far as base character, for what they like, you know, somewhat idiotic, foolishly strong, with a good heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the one they botched it on the most was Goku. Because Goku wasn't given a story good enough to make you really see him as a progressively good guy. Right. Monkey D has a story that progressively shows you how well he grows into that character. Toro, same thing, progressively show you how he was trying to like find out how to cook. You know, is he gonna be best cook? You know, all that, it's dope, right? So but it's a problem that is going to have to be addressed by Japan. Because when China, 5 more years, I'm giving you 5 years, nice. 5 years, there won't be a Japanese market if they don't figure this out. It will be like America, pawning off from another place if they don't get this stuff together.
Mm.
I'm being serious because them suck. Because I remember when Black America need animators, they couldn't go to Japan. They had to go to Korea. Boondocks.
Ooh.
Korean.
Hey, I was about to say because that style wasn't the same.
It was not anime. You know what I'm saying? And I kept trying to explain. I was trying to explain that the I forgot who it was at the time. I was like, this ain't anime. This is something different. And then like Avatar, Korea.
Oh.
It's already started. It's just that like China been slow burning because they are dangerously perfectionist. Okay. Dangerously, they are perfectionists. Like it's one of the most endearing and terrifying things about their culture. Dangerously, they're perfectionists. So they don't really want to let you see nothing until they know they're ready. But when they get it though, bruh, there's some shows that I need to show you. That they've been developing in the past like 5 years, like just dramas, right? So I told you I got hooked on China and Korea dramas. And I just don't want to come back. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with America on their dramas because the dramas is trash. I mean, I'm watching joints all in Korea. I'm like, dang, no way we could have wrote this over here. No way. It ain't got enough diversity. It'll have done something to ruin the story over here that it would not have worked. But Japan, I mean, like even Japan's not. Japan's fell off on the TV front. They don't even know how to do TV no more. They just do like they fell into the Americana where everything is like live action. I mean, not live action. It's everything is TV sitcom. No, not even TV sitcom. What's the name of the doggone genre? Reality TV. It's reality TV. Big Brother. You know what I'm saying? Game shows. That's pretty much all they do now. That's all they do. Wow. That's it. Like they hardly do any shows. You know, back in the day, like in the early 2000s, when I would, you know, it'd be like a roller dance. I'm like, yo, Mitchell, man, we got this new show. We watch it. It's from Japan. It's dope. You know, now, maybe once every 2 years, once, twice, you may find a gem to rip, but most of them joints is terrible. You know what I'm saying? But then you look at Korea, every week, there's some fire. There's some new fire coming out of Korea. China, every week, you get two fires. They're killing the game, man. I'm not like, look, we are on the precipice of change in entertainment, especially now. We see, like, you know, for a while, America because they had abandoned their own market because they were like, well, we don't need y'all because y'all don't believe in our mission of diversity and inclusion and all this stuff they kept trying to push in the movies that people over there didn't really know that much about. So they still watched it, right? Then we got Mulan. Mulan hit and Disney had to take a bow because after Mulan hit, China was like, we don't want it. they're like, keep your movies. Really, they were like, keep your movies. We got some of our own. Put on their own, bruh. They had a movie in China that grossed higher than Endgame. I mean, not Endgame. Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, in their money. It's crazy. Like, it was like close to $1 billion in our money, but their money is like, whoa. Like so now I'm like, now China's learning to invest in their own movies. The people are like, why don't we watch the American movies? Let's watch our own movies. Pandemic did that. Now them cats is like, we'll watch our own stuff now. So now we're seeing the tide change where entertainment is now going through this loop where if you don't make what the customer want, you ain't making money. Spider-Man was shot one.
Yeah.
They ain't getting away with this stuff no more, man. It's like the China's already figured it out for their own people. They're like, we're going to make what people want. It's going to be a good story. We'll make what they want, though. We ain't trying to, but I mean, like, they probably have some stuff that push their own agenda because you know that there's this communist nation, stuff like that is going on too. Like, but their movies, yeah. The ones that I've seen, has none of that in it. Ain't got Jack doing none of that. It's a story. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't there's no political agenda being pushed on this particular thing, this particular point. None of that. None of that's happening. It's a movie. Here's a movie. Enjoy the movie. Give me money. That's the thing. And they're doing an excellent job in Korea. Here's a show. Enjoy the show. Give me your money. Here's a movie. Enjoy the movie. Give me your money. Here's some bands, which is taking over the world. You saw BTS and the rest of these guys, you know what I'm saying, are Korean. And yeah. They have taken the world. Here's some music. No agenda. No things. Just music. Enjoy it. Give me your money. What's Japan doing? Here's some anime. We only have a few animators. Please give us some money. Here's some video games. No. Here's some video games that we made. They look like the same video games we've been making, but please give us some money. Japan has been doing the same games, the same animes, the same shows, right? A couple of them have been fired in between, but it's been few enough now that you start to notice. I'm like, okay, now you used to get like five or six, seven, probably seven shows at a time that you had to rotate through. Back in the day, you could just rotate through a Rolodex. Felt like, oh yeah, we ain't got it. Well, we got something else coming out on Tuesday. You didn't have to wait till Saturday to get no anime.
Right.
It's being real. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it's an observation from your boy that's been there for a while. That if Japan don't see this through, and I really do believe this is probably going to happen, they're going to end up outsourcing to somebody else. Because I don't think they have the studios anymore. Like, not the way that they used to be able to do the animation that they want to do. Attack on Titan was, like, probably the best case. It's like, MAPPA was, like, overworked doing Attack on Titan. They had to go to 3D digital in order to, like really compensate for like, a lot of the losses and stuff that they had for doing Attack on Titan. It was like, we can't even keep up animation-wise and do this no more. So let's go to 3D. Let's do some 3D animation situation. And they put that in there versus it just being done by China. They're doing full on 3D. They're doing like I'm talking about Pixar. They're doing Pixar, bro. They're doing animation right now. Dangerous. They're playing a dangerous game, bro. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing kind of turns out in the next couple of years. Like it's going to be a fight between the animators. Because Japan, especially with webtoons, the advent of webtoons, Chinese writers, Korean writers are coming to the fold. And they don't need Japan to animate. Crunchyroll was trying to barter that piece when they did which is a dope webtoon. This is better than the animation. What's it called? High school. Same joint.
Which one?
The one with the boy with it, all of them like they were smoking cocaine. You know what I'm talking about. All they nose was red, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, Everybody over here smoking crack. I mean, like smoking some, they're snorting them lines. What's going on here? But yeah, like they were got a high school. Got a high school.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like got a high school was like I said, it's a dope premise. Excellent webtoon, terrible execution on animation. They rushed it. So there was a lot of stuff that they were like, oh, we gotta get this out there so people can see it. It's like, but the webtoon was infinitely better than this. They could have still slowed it up, but they ruined that for people. So people were like, they threw away God of High School, was messed up because it's a dope story and a dopely drawn, all this stuff. But people don't care now. They're like, on to the next one. What you got next? So yeah, I'm saying they ruined that for other people. So I'm hoping that they have a solution for that, but I don't see a lot of people using like a Crunchyroll or a studio from over here, Japan, to do their animations. I think they more than likely will be another avenue that I look forward to investing in. that will come out of Korea or China, where they actually have their own streaming networks, they have their own things, own voice actors and everything, and we can go. And I got money set to the side to invest in that particular situation, because I do believe that now it's time to branch out this thing with animation. Japan has had it for far too long. And I think that's hurt them, and I think that's done more harm to them than it's done good. Money-wise, they're doing fine, because they're like killing comics in America. They're making like 10 times the amount of money that comics is making in America. But productivity-wise, they have to now just resort to the lowest common denominator when they make characters. Most of them can't just make an original character. You'll get a couple of strays, but the majority of the people are trying to find, that's why we got Natsu. You know, Natsu seemed interesting, but after a while, I was like, what are y'all doing? I was just like, what are y'all doing with this character? I mean, like, is he going to be great, or is he just going to sit here mediocrity talking about the power of friendship? What are we doing? Yeah. So, I mean, it's coming. I mean, like, it's... You heard it first on the Enigmas. I'm telling you now, like probably next 3-4 years, 5 years max, you're going to start seeing cats come out of the side, and they're going to be phenomenal, and they're going to terrify you, because the stuff that they're doing in Japan, I mean, stuff they're doing in Korea and China, animation wise, the contest they got going on. Look, y'all ain't ready, man. Like, it's going to be very interesting when they get this stuff together. I got a game. It's called Juan Juan. And it's an ongoing story in China that deals with a great sword and the disruption of a world with a great sword. Right. It's like Dynasty Warriors, but just one player in a world against everything else, with like a full on with Dark Souls gameplay. So, yes, you get to slice through a bunch of suckers, but you don't get sliced through everybody. You know what I'm saying? So when you get close to the boss, the people get harder. And it was real quiet. They released it really, really quietly. And I was like, you know me, I like buying weird games. I like games that people don't talk. I said, well, let me buy this game. I love this game. It's easy to get into. Controls are very easy to understand. And then as the game progresses, every single weapon you get adds a different ability to you. So you can swap out what you want to do with particular weapons and stuff like that. It is freaking great. And when it released, like I said, it released like near the end of last year, September or something like that. Nobody was talking. I ain't see a commercial for it nowhere. Not even on PlayStation. It's a PlayStation game. I think it's an exclusive. I ain't see not one thing about it. I was just going through RPGs and saw it. And I was like, that looks interesting. Clicked it. And I was like, this does look interesting. It doesn't play like the games we got over here for the most part. And it gives you exploration, it's linear exploration. I was like, I want this. I bought it. It's great. Love the game. It's like X-U-A-N, Y-U-A-N, Sword 7, I believe. But it's a great game. I gave it like an 8. Okay. 8 out of 10. The story is simple enough. You know, they're not trying to overcomplicate nothing. No messages, no extra stuff, just a story. Story about people trying to save the world. That's pretty much it. But I'm just saying, like, it's dope. I'm telling you, it's going to, like I said, next couple of years, it will be interesting. Please keep your eyes glued to the screen, people. Card is subject to change when it comes to animation. So, yeah, That's all I got, bro. Anything you want to say before we part with the peoples?
Shoot, hey, it's always fun, man. You know, we got a lot of information here, man. I hope everybody enjoy it.
Oh yeah, we still got to do the one on music too. We did the producers already, but mm-hmm. there were a couple more ideas we threw across the table that we need to figure out this year as well. That you, Ice, I'm saying that Ice will be the head of this because I'm not the music guy. He's going to be the one that's going to have to operate this because it makes the most sense for him, being the man that I know he is and his love for music and stuff. It's going to be on him. But we were talking about most underrated superstar, like underrated rappers, the most overrated rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. Like I remember those were two of the topics that we were dealing with. So add that to the list. That's four different things we got to get to at least before we get to April. Hopefully we'll be able to get to these for April. So that's like most overrated, highly underrated, highly overrated. I remember that was highly underrated, highly overrated. And that was across. That wasn't just rapper. That was like R&B because we were talking about it was some group. Some girl was talking about that came from South Carolina. She came out and we was like, yeah, she came out right when Monica and Brandy was like doing the Boy's Mind. You ain't getting no. Yeah, it's like you're not getting no attention around that time. You chose the wrong time to come out. But just artists that they got overlooked in the system, but they were very good. And people who like got too many eyes, and they like trash. Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of them right now that I think get too many eyes. And I'm like, your music is terrible. It's terrible to listen to, and it's terrible for our community. It's both. So there's a lot of that going on right now. So I don't want to be in a combo. I would probably be on the outskirts listening along with y'all. I'll be on it, but I'll be on mute because I'll be laughing the whole time. I want to see some perspective on that. I want to see what happens. So yeah, but we'll get to that hopefully this year. Like I said, and then the other two with wrestling. Don't expect us to talk about wrestling for a while. Now, unless something real crazy happens. I'm hoping nothing real crazy happens. If the Enigmas are talking about wrestling from now on, it's something crazy. It's something crazy going on because wrestling as it is right now is weird. Like I said in the very beginning, it's very strange. And that is, it's not good strange right now. It's getting the attention that is not very good for any industry. I think Dark Side of the Ring started this. I really do believe that like boxers like, oh, we got a plan for this. We gonna mess them up. And it's not, that's not to say that they did anything wrong, so to speak, but just keeping it real like that. A lot of the stuff started the moment that Dark Side of the Ring started. They're like, oh, we got this new season. We gonna talk about Owen Hart. I'm like, oh no. And once they talk about Owen Hart, I was like, the skeletons out the closet. Then they got to the plane ride from hell. I'm like, ruined Ric Flair in one fell swoop. Like, and Tommy Dreamer can't even poke his head out the floor. I mean, he can't even do that. No, he's like John Cena got wrecked with the Canyon episode. So it's like these suckers are headhunting wrestlers, and because of that, the eyes have started to shift into territory, especially like the Fire and the Big Swole, or like the release of Big Swole was another sore spot. Jade, and also the issues of the treatment with black women. I think that's one of the reasons why it's so bad right now. The treatment with black women across the board. You see like Trinity Fatu, or as you know her as Naomi, you know what I'm saying? Like literally having to fight for her life online because folk will not give her any shine. The girl is doggone talented, but some reason they just won't let her. Now she's in this pseudo beef with Sonya. And it's gotten to the point now, it's annoying. It's not good. It's not go home heat. It's go away heat. Well, I don't want to see it anymore because they've embarrassed and demoralized Naomi to the point where I want to jump in the ring and just slap Sonya Deville. Now, I don't want to do that because I'm a man. But if I was a woman, I would want to just get in the ring and just like, look, girl, you need to stop this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm surprised that nobody in the back is really saying, like, look, does this have an ending to it?
Pretty much.
Are we gonna find a way to finish this, or are you just gonna keep like demoralizing her every single week? You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that is like it's beginning to weigh on me watching it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not making it fun anymore. I'm like this ain't fun. Is Jade like literally just like being online trying to be a character and people call her a man?
That's not cool.
And I'm like, have you looked at this woman? Yes. Have you looked at this woman? Are you sure? Are you blind? This girl is literally the walking version of Storm. Let's not get this twisted. If I could envision Storm walking on the face of the planet, Jade Carter would look just like her. Okay.
Right.
And she knows that because she cosplays as Storm. I'm like, you get what you're doing. You're a smart woman. But I don't see that when Britt Baker was trash in the ring. Let's not get this twisted.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's not good in the ring, yo. It took her a year to get her stride. When she was trash in the ring, they were like, "Oh, Britt, you can do better." Black woman gets in the ring and is not that good for some reason. You derail the ride, call her a monkey. I'm like stuff like that. That part, I'm not vibing with that. You know, so I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not gonna be sitting up here giving you money or dollars when you cannot say, "Yo, y'all need to stop this foolishness." You know what I'm saying? Riho getting heat and getting all this hate. I'm like, why in the world are we allowing this? Huh? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not a doggone word has been peeped out their mouth trying to find a way to remedy that. And that's what's been bothering. I'm like, that bothers me a bit more than it used to. Mostly because I've seen how they've been dealing with, like, you know, other female wrestlers and how much preferential treatment they gave them. But then you go over here and for some reason they ain't working. And then all of our black male wrestlers outside of Bobby Lashley is either effeminate or goofy. Why?
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, this is just a slight observation. I was like, that's that kind of matches the entertainment we got going on. If a black male is just something, he's effeminate because they're afraid that they don't want to see a black man that actually is like somewhat mysterious in their masculinity. They don't want to see that. They're like, "Oh, that's terrifying to us." They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
Now, I've been on the other side to hear this from other people. Why they choose to typecast black men in that particular way on TV is because they don't know how to write black men. A, B, they're terrified of black men. These are the people who are writing your show telling people Black Lives Matter. Okay? the same folk that y'all be over here following their coattails don't even know what to do with nobody. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, "Oh, you know what I love." No, you don't. You're afraid of black people. That's why you always write. They write black girls, and this is a projection. And I'm gonna be done. But I'm just like, this is a projection that they do. Black men are weak and effeminate, and they're somewhat smart, but not smarter than the main character, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what they do to black men. What they do to black women? What's been a common denominator that a lot of these folk have been writing black women as? They're good with science. Why in the world is it that they feel the need to overwrite that black women are smart? Now, I don't hear people having no conversation around that. Why do they feel the need to overwrite in that area? That black women are smart is because you don't think that they're that smart and they need representation to be shown smart.
Mm.
I'm just saying, bro. These are observations. I know the game. I know what they're doing. When they write people like this, they're writing it because they think that these are what they should be. This is what they need to be. Black men don't need to be so aggressive. Okay. So they write them as effeminate. But black women would stand to be smarter, so they write them smart. Prove me wrong. I ain't talking to you, Ice. I'm talking to whoever that's going to try and email me later. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I would love to be proved wrong in this area. I really, really would. Because like right now, from where I'm standing, it's either the black man got to be goofy, smiley, big old smile on his face all the time. I'm so glad to see you. He can't just be like a regular dude and just like have emotions across the range, you know, and not really feel like entertaining you this day. He can't do that. He got to entertain you. He got to Bobby Lashley. That's what I said. Bobby Lashley to me is like the most succinct one because he don't have to be goofy, but he's a man. He's like, "Yeah, whatever. Right. I came here to win." Yeah. Let's do that. Let's figure that out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I'm like that, but that's the only, that's messed up. I got to say this, but only one in wrestling. Black man. In wrestling, I believe they can beat anybody else up in the room. Only one. I can't even say that about Moose. So, that's all I got. My rant's over. Enjoy your week, people. Enjoy your week. Ice, you enjoy the rest of your week too, brother. We will get up again. We have to figure out another time to do this.
Of course.
We're gonna see if we can do Spider-Man. Hopefully, if you can't see Spider-Man yet, we'll start. I'll see if I can still get you on if you want to be on. But if you don't, then I will grab the folk that will do Spider-Man. But in the meantime, solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. And so you know this Omicron Prime. We're gonna call it because it sounds like a transformer, because it kind of is a transformer. Omicron is not as strong as the Delta. We understand that. I know people who have had both that they swear they're like, look, Delta is terrible. They said this one is manageable. I just slept a lot. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's been a commentary I've heard from lots of people. So I'm not telling you to catch it. What fool would tell you that it's okay to catch it? Does it catch a virus? Anybody that says that, you need to just unfollow them immediately. But for your own personal safety and for the safety of others around you, cover up your face and wash your filthy hands. Like we're not saying that as a gimmick. I really do mean that. I'm down for that life for the rest of my life if I got to be. Cover up your face and wash your filthy hands. Your hands is nasty. You understand?
They don't.
You understand how nasty your hands is? Huh? You know how many surfaces you touch that don't make sense? Huh? Your car door. You know what I'm saying? Like you had the audacity to go into a dog or a grocery store and pick something up. How dare you? You know how nasty that is? You know what I'm saying? You have the audacity to go to the bathroom and touch the doorknob. You have the audacity to go in the bathroom and touch yourself. You nasty. Wash your filthy hands. Wash your filthy hands. I mean, I don't watch folk, you know, of a particular persuasion. You know, walk into a bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And now wash their hands. Touch the doorknob. Touch the lever. Pour a little bit of water on their hands just to wash the germs around their hands. And then walk out the dog all day with wet hands and pull the door open and leave. Wash your filthy hands.
Okay? Sir, you did not wash your hands.
You didn't wash your hands.
You did not wash your hands, sir.
You pretty much gave the germs a pool. That's what you... They're like, yay, we... You know, that's...
Oh, goodness.
You just gave the germs a pool. They're like, oh, where are we getting water today, guys? Yay. And they just wash around onto your arms and in between the cracks of your fingers. That's pretty much what you didn't wash your hands. 20 seconds with soap, people. 20 seconds with soap. Just do that. I mean, this is not rocket science, man. This has kept people alive for millennia. Washing your hands on the living water, which is flowing water, has been one of the greatest remedies that mankind has ever figured out. Wash your filthy hands. Watch, man. Goodness gracious. Solve those enigmas. And I say it for posterity. Solve those enigmas, okay? Solve them.
Yes.
This is not an enigma. You should be one. Yeah. Solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. And cover up your face. And wash your filthy hands. The Enigma sign out for their first one today. Have a good one, peoples. Yeah.